Bitcoin ETFs pull in $963 million in 6 days, the longest inflow streak. Since October, U.S. spot Bitcoin ETFs have now recorded 6 consecutive days of net inflows, pulling in a combined $962.8 million since March 9th. That is the longest unbroken inflow streak since the September-October run last year, when a 9-day stretch brought in nearly $6 billion and pushed Bitcoin to its all-time high above $126,000. The streak began modestly but accelerated through the week. On Monday, March 16th, the latest day with confirmed data, U.S.-listed spot Bitcoin ETFs added $199.4 million in net inflows, according to Cointelegraph. BlackRock and Fidelity are doing the heavy lifting. The inflows are not spread evenly across the 11 U.S. spot Bitcoin ETFs. Two funds account for the bulk of the demand. BlackRock's iShares Bitcoin Trust, IBIT, led Monday's session with $139.4 million, continuing its dominance as the largest spot Bitcoin ETF by assets. Fidelity's Wise Origin Bitcoin Fund, FBTC, followed with $64.5 million. Bitwise and Franklin contributed smaller amounts of $2.8 million and $2.1 million, respectively. Not every fund participated. VanEck Bitcoin ETF saw $6.3 million in outflows, and the ARK 21 Shares Bitcoin ETF lost $3.1 million. But the net result was decisively positive, and has been for 6 days running. BTC climbs 12.5% from its March low. The ETF inflows coincide with a sharp recovery in Bitcoin's price. BTC rose from $65,960 at the start of the streak to $74,250 by Monday's close, a 12.5% gain. As of March 17, 2026, BTC sits at $74,029, holding most of those gains with a modest 0.2% decline in the last 24 hours. The broader market has moved in the same direction. ETH is trading at $2,308, soaring 13% over 7 days, SOL at $93.84, SOL 8.6%, and XRP at 1.51, PULSE 9.4%. The Crypto Fear and Greed Index has climbed to 42, exiting the extreme fear territory that dominated most of February and early March. Santiment, the on-chain analytics firm, attributed part of the rally to geopolitical sentiment, citing rumors swirling about progress being made by the U.S., Iran, and Israel. But the ETF flow data tells a more structural story. Institutional allocators are buying again after weeks of pulling back. How this compares to the October streak? The last time ETF inflows ran this long was September-October 2025, when 9 straight days of buying delivered nearly $6 billion into U.S. spot Bitcoin funds. That streak coincided with Bitcoin's climb to its all-time high of $126,080. The current streak is smaller in both duration and total volume. $963 million over 6 days averages roughly $160 million per day, compared to the $667 million daily average during the October run. But the context is different. October's streak came during a euphoric market. This one is emerging from a period of sustained outflows and declining sentiment, which makes the reversal more significant as a trend signal. The FOMO metric tracked by Santiment is now at its highest level since January 2nd, suggesting that sidelined capital is starting to re-enter. What short-term holders are doing at the same time? The ETF inflows are running parallel to a separate dynamic on-chain. Short-term Bitcoin holders sent 37,500 BTC to exchanges on March 14th, the largest single-day exchange inflow from that cohort since January. That suggests some recent buyers are taking profits as BTC reclaims $74,000-$75,000. The interplay matters. ETF buyers are adding exposure through regulated vehicles, while short-term on-chain holders are trimming. If ETF demand absorbs the selling pressure, the $75,000 level holds. If short-term profit-taking accelerates faster than ETF inflows, the rally stalls. 6 days is not a trend, but it is a signal. 6 days does not guarantee 7. The October streak ended abruptly after 9 days, and Bitcoin corrected roughly 15% in the weeks that followed before resuming its climb. ETF flow data is a daily pulse check, not a leading indicator. But after weeks of outflows that totaled over $4 billion between late January and early March, 6 consecutive days of net buying is the clearest sign yet that institutional sentiment is shifting. BlackRock and Fidelity are not retail traders chasing momentum. Their flows reflect allocation decisions made days or weeks in advance. The question now is whether the streak extends into a second week. Monday's $199.4 million was the second largest single-day inflow of the run. If Tuesday's data holds at a similar level, the market will start treating this as a genuine rotation rather than a dead cat bounce.